Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to BBSRadio.com Station 1. Today is Monday, February 4th, 2013, and we are live here on Creation Lightship Healing tonight with Ron Amatron. And our show for the next hour will be The Healing Highway, where we discuss all of the different places that we are on our own healing journeys. And we use Ron's many healings and clearings, which are all available through creationlightship.com, to create balance and peace in our own lives. Ron is our ambassador to the Creation Lightship. He is helping us here on Earth, and we're so lucky to have him here tonight. So, Ron, I know we have the Conscious Life Expo coming up this weekend. If you're in the Los Angeles area, that's this Friday, February 8th through the 10th, 2013, at the LAX Hilton. And Ron will be speaking and giving workshops and lectures there. You can find out all about that on ConsciousLifeExpo.com. So, Ron, we started running a new free clearing on the website, the Galactic Federation Clearing. So if there's anybody out there that has done that clearing, we'd like to hear from you. And in fact, those are the only calls we're going to take tonight, maybe testimonials or experiences from people that have been running that clearing. And if you're looking for that, you can find it on creationlightship.com under sample healings. It's on the left side of Ron's website. So Ron, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Yep, doing good. So that clearing I put up mainly because people are being connected to these energies. Remember, everything comes through some type of alien hierarchy. So if you look at this as what we have here, as you're living, you know, in the now, we'll say, or just living on timelines, there's always a hierarchy that's above you. So like maybe your hierarchy could be if you're paying, let's just say, rent for an apartment or something, then you got the hierarchy then would be for you to pay the person above you. And then they also probably pay somebody else, maybe a mortgage company, et cetera. Now, so everything here is based on a hierarchy. You go to the grocery store, naturally, the chain there would be, the guy on the bottom would be the one who probably initially, you know, packages the food, and then from there it goes into something else, a truck or whatever, and from there it goes, is delivered to the store. Then you have the people with the large pallets putting stuff on the shelves, and eventually you get it. That's all a hierarchy system, okay? And then you pay for it and, you know, on down the line. So then eventually you eat it. So everything here is based on people doing something, and there's always somebody beneath you. So if you didn't have somebody beneath you doing something, you may not have your food or some other essentials that you need every day. Now, the Galactic Federation is very similar. So if you look at that, how are they connecting to you, and what's their process, okay? Who up there is the clearinghouse, okay? So who's the head guy that's directs them to you physically, you yourself that's listening? I don't know, but it all goes through that spiritual hierarchy of the Galactic Federation, if you want to use that. And you could throw in light at the end. Since I've been talking about the Galactic Federation for years now, somehow they thought, or somebody thought, they should change it and make it from the Galactic Federation to the Galactic Federation of Light, to kind of separate maybe the ones that they're channeling, thinking that they're channeling really good aliens versus the ones that could be bad. So they put the word light in there, and it doesn't make any difference what word they use. But basically, there's something out there that's connecting to you, and unfortunately, because of what's been going on since the 21st of December, a lot of people right now are cloned out, and you may listen to this program and say, I don't believe any of that. Well, just look at people around you. You know, it all depends how conscious you are, you know, which means that are you seeing people forgetting things? Are you seeing people that you've talked to for years and they kind of act differently? Maybe yourself. Maybe you go into some place and you don't have a recall of where you've been. Well, all that is dealing with cloned energies that are here, and also maybe you were abducted and you don't know where you are right now. So everything happens. But the Galactic Federation, which you might want to call your space brothers, I'd hate to use that term brothers, you know, or sisters, because they're definitely not friendly to us. And if they were friendly, they would stop everything here and, you know, give us unpolluted skies, unpolluted water, and their technologies. Remember, they all fly in a spaceship. So, you know, it is here on this planet. I won't say that it's not. But it would be, you know, for everybody. And like I kind of always say, where were they when they first invented the first, you know, gas motor, okay? And then from there, you know, Henry Ford made the Model T. And from there is probably where our pollution started with vehicles. And why didn't they give us some other kind of invention besides that motor? Remember, they had to get that motor from somebody's idea. Where did that idea come from? The Galactic Federation, universal consciousness, collective consciousness. So it was out there floating around. They decided to help us out with something like that. And instead of giving us technology to fly a spaceship or some little box that you could put, you know, in your covered wagon, right, that would propel it, they decided to give us something that pollutes the air. So you can think about that and chew on that, everybody, if you're kind of a proponent and you love aliens out there. So where are they? And they give a lot of lip service. They always tell you something's coming, we're coming to help you, et cetera, et cetera. And there's still people being killed through wars and stuff. Where are they at? You know, would their race like to have that same thing happen to them? I mean, destruction and things blown up. Just think of any of the wars that we've had on this planet. People suffering and devastation. So anyway, that clearing is put up. It's a free clearing. It used to be a whole lifetime one that you paid for and a limited version. I'm giving that to everybody for a short period of time here, maybe a couple of months. I'll just see how the energy feels for me. It'll be definitely turned off at the 1st of June. Get on there and do the clearings. And if you feel, and if you love aliens, you know, if you do that clearing, what it's going to do is bring light to the aliens that are connected to you. So if you think that these aliens that you are connected to are in the light and you want to give them more light, this is what it's going to do to them. If they're doing anything that is against your free will, free choice, they're terminated. You can test it out yourself. I've had people commenting to me since that clearing that a lot of people felt aches and pains leave their bodies, and they had a number of people mention that they felt like they had something on their head or neck released, kind of like their head was put into a vise or some kind of clamps are on it or some kind of alien apparatus being attached to them, along with feeling sick and nauseated. Once you do the clearing, this stuff leaves you. So the proof's in the pudding there. Just do the clearing. It's free. First, do your whole lifetime clearing, which is this lifetime. Put your age in and do the clearing. And then after that, you can do the unlimited to stay current with it, because naturally, you don't know what the future is going to be. After you do the clearing, it's brand new to you. Someone else may want to hop on board to take your energy away from you, to harm you, cause you problems. So do the clearing and keep up with it, and you may see your whole life changing. This program is not about, I don't talk about aliens at all. They should not be here. I do talk about them, but they should not be here. I don't promote them or any of the races because, to me, they're all no good. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's great, Ron. And I just wanted to clarify, I said earlier that the clearing was in sample healings, but it's actually, if you type galactic into the search box on the website, it will come up, and then it's called, the full name of it is the Galactic Federation Affiliations Clearing. And if you type in galactic in the search box on creationlightship.com, you'll find the usernames and passwords there for both the present life and for the unlimited with a price of $0. So hopefully everyone can get doing that. And then let us know if you feel any relief and what your experience with that is. So I know Ron has done samples of those on the different BBS shows that we've had, and they've all really been very helpful and beneficial to people. So just wanted to also mention, if you're emailing me tonight with a question, please email me at clsquestions@yahoo.com. I'm not getting the fast chat on and off here, so if you want a question read out on the air, just make sure you put for Monday and today's date in the headline of the subject so that I know to look for it. And Ron, I actually have a question here from someone who's asking about the Earth Protection Clearing. What is it and is it available? They've heard you mention it on the radio archive. Thanks.
Yeah, the Earth Protection is a clearing that will help the energies get, remember, everything is corded here. Let's just start off with that way. So the aliens are energetically cording you. Whenever you think of somebody, you cord them. Normally mothers cord their children all the time. And so cording here is one of the main things, which is psychic cords, energetic cording. So everybody uses that energy to connect to something. Now, so does the alien, so that can help to release some of the energies here that the aliens are cording to the planet. That's what it's about. The new clearing is also under alien attack removal on the left-hand side of the website. And it's probably about halfway down on your scroll bar if you look at that. So we also have, I'll just say what we have there, it's free. We have the satellite timeline crash. That's the ones out there in the cosmos connecting to you, transmitting stuff to you. And that's very similar to the Earth Protection one. And we have the gray sky timeline crash. That one is to get rid of the cloud ships that are above your head, which we call gray skies. Initially, they're cloud ships. And then when they want to come in stronger, they'll make the clouds gray. So all of a sudden, you just see gray skies in place of individual clouds. And we have one that a lot of people like doing, it, which is the alien head connector removal. Remember, so there's a satellite up there. The aliens are up there somewhere, somehow. If you don't believe in that, just think of all the stars and planets that you see out there that are lit up. We'll just call them stars. Those are probably ships. People have talked about seeing less clouds in the sky, or less stars in the sky, or actually more coming through, which is kind of unusual. And some blink, some change colors. You can say, yeah, that's some kind of phenomenon from the, you know, the atmosphere, et cetera. But times, you know, you have to really understand that. What are you looking at? It's probably a backdrop. And they're doing that to you and putting energies in. So that's kind of the way I perceive it. But the alien, that protection clearing for the Earth is a good one to do. That's what it's for, is to help the planet Earth to get rid of energetic cords that the aliens are tapping into it. A while back, somebody talked about the pyramids emitting a light coming out of the top of them straight up. Well, where did that come from and what's it going to? And I guess after that, you'd probably say, who or what activated it, okay? Oh, that's another interesting thing. So you have to look at the planet here as just like yourself. Are the aliens sucking energy out of the planet, okay? Your guess is as good as mine. I'd probably say yes. But is it provable? Probably not. But you do know when they hook up to you, especially when you do this new clearing coming up that we're, you know, I'm giving you for free, try it out. If you feel better, then hello, guess what, people? You're being under attack. So what's happening? The light is releasing you from these energies. Can the energy reattach to you? The one that's connected to you, probably not, because those alien races or the people doing it, you don't know how many are doing it. But whatever is involved with it is terminated. They're zapped. They're no longer going to be around. Other alien race that do it later to you, of course. Remember, they don't honor free will, free choice. So in a sense, like bullies. So I think we had a beep there. So I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Hi. Who's out there? What's your name?
Hi. Good morning. My name is Ophelia. I have a question for Ron. My question is, when I listen to the YouTube videos or the music, I realize that it has negative element put in by the people that is not good. So when I used to listen to it with my mind, and I filter it out with my mind. But the thing is, when I got to know about Ron's teaching, I listen with my heart. So when I listen with my heart, do I need to filter it out with my heart? I just let my heart, because which is pure, I just listen to it, because I would just listen to the positive aspect of it.
That's a good question. Look, you have to realize that everything that is down here, including music, and so music, you have your ears listening, and then anything that you see visually, all these things have key codes in them. And mm-hmm. so the aliens can somehow go into the energy with the, and put something in there to connect you to them. A good thing is, like what happened, I guess, yesterday, I happened to realize going into a store that they had the football game on. Well, I don't watch sports whatsoever. But you hear all that noise, all that chatter, all the background noise. And, wow, what a mind-programming thing. I'm sure if there's some people out there listening to sports, they may not like what I'm saying. But how long is a standard football game? I heard it was like 11 minutes or something. Yet they have you brainwashed and controlled for hours.
There's so many commercials.
All those commercials. Yeah, and what seems strange, and you all can look at this here and check it out, listen to all the cheers. No, they all sound kind of similar. I don't know how or why. No, just noise, but it's still, they sound similar. And then you think of, since we talked about courting, I'll just kind of stretch it out here a little bit. We're still talking about how noise can connect to you, like music and things. Just think of the poor players on that team. So, you know, you have both teams out there with players, and each one of these players can be energetically courted to the audience. And how many people are watching there in real time, you know, on the field itself, right in the bleachers, okay? And somebody makes a mistake, doesn't catch a ball or fumbles or does something right. Then all of a sudden you got all that negativity being directed to that poor person. But maybe something else is hooked up to them to cord you because the person fumbled. Now, you have to remember that they can stop time. The aliens can stop time. So maybe they planned for that person to fumble it. Maybe they altered his body position slightly so he would not be able to catch the ball. Now, you have to realize that they stop time instantly. You don't know what the difference is. You can't tell that time has stopped. So they're actually probably manipulating everybody there, controlling them. So the whole thing is, everything is controlled here because the aliens are in control of the time. That's why time speeds up and slows down for some people. But do you have another question? Did I answer your question for you?
Ron, I'd like to ask, before I know about your work, I used to filter it with my mind. But now when I listen to my heart, do I need to filter it for my heart, or my heart only absorbs the positive aspects of it?
Yeah, when you drop into your heart center, you probably won't feel much of anything with what you're doing because you're in the moment. And when you're in the moment, mm-hmm. then you can't judge because you're not looking at going back into the past to judge something. I guess another way of saying it, things that happen in the future, you have no way of judging because it hasn't occurred yet. But you do mm-hmm. judge from the past. And so if you're in the moment, then there's no past and no future. When you're living life, then you have judgment all from the past. This is what we clean out of people by the emotional clearing that we do. So typically when you're in the heart center doing something, you could possibly be more protected than you would be because they're not going to connect to your mind energy, which is going to activate programs. So somehow your mind activates the programs stored in your DNA to cause you problems. So when you're in the moment, I would think that, using the word think here, most of your programs would be probably shut off. And then they really wouldn't want you if you're in the moment because there's no horsepower, no gasoline for them to do anything to you.
Okay, I understand. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, where are you calling from?
Singapore.
Singapore. Oh, wow. Okay, great.
Oh, wow. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you so much for calling, Ophelia. And, yeah, it's such a great reminder to all of us to remember to do the mind-to-heart drop as much as we can and try to stay in the moment. So thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate that. And maybe we could do the Mind to Heart drop for everybody, Ron. That would be a nice segue into the next kind of half hour of our show here.
Sure, okay, so here we go. Now you have to command your spirit to do the Mind to Heart drop. Because it has to command those thoughts that are keeping you in time to drop into your heart so they're not going to be active anymore. Another way of looking at it is that with the Mind to Heart drop, you have all these keywords, because you're normally, you know, working with words more than pictures or something that you see with your eyes. So you're dealing with words. And you're dropping those thoughts, because the thoughts normally communicate with words inside of your head, into your heart center. And then you're out of time. So all of a sudden, they just become nothing. They can't be active because you're in the moment. And that's why you want to command your spirit to do it. If you don't command your spirit, then you're in the mental realm. And you're already there anyway. So you're always in the mentalness. So that means that you're not doing the exercise properly. So Mind to Heart drop. So dropping down. And I always count from 10 to 1 to make it easy for people to understand, because you can actually feel your thoughts go down from your head, heart center, where your spirit resides. So, and that puts you into no time. So here we go. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8. Remember, you have to command your spirit. 5, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. Now, as you hear me talk, you're just going to be hearing me saying words that may not relate to you whatsoever. And that's perfectly fine because you're in the present moment. But you're still going to get something out of it. So, when you do come into back into time a little bit, maybe only come into it maybe for 1% of the energy to put your toe into it, then you can actually feel the energy to know what I'm talking about. So back to you, Elizabeth. I think we had a caller maybe.
Yeah, I think I heard a beep. Who's out there? What's your name?
Hi, Liz. Hi, Ron. This is Janice.
Hi, Janice.
I was just listening to Ron talk about the football game yesterday, and I just had a question. When, I guess I'm probably not supposed to say who this is on air, but the main, the halftime show person who was doing the halftime performance, I did not see it on TV, but I did get a glimpse of it on, it came up on my Yahoo this morning, and I felt like I was extremely courted to it. But she was accused of being in the conspiracy for showing and flashing the Illuminati signs. And I'm really not sure what the Illuminati signs are, but I really felt like I was courted to just even reading that. And they were accusing her of being part of it, and I guess the whole, something went off. The electricity went off in the whole stadium during that game or during the halftime show. And so, Ron, I guess I was just wondering, I felt like I was courted to it because I couldn't get it out of my mind after I just saw this flash on, and I try not to read anything that when my when my Yahoo comes up and I just try to check my emails. So I went on and I cleared the Illuminati through the 2012 barcode, and I redid that with it. But is there anything else I can do, Ron, to get myself cleared of being courted to that? And I'm not even quite sure what the sign is, because I have heard that the music industry is, the Illuminati is using the music industry a lot. I've heard it on different programs that I've seen.
Well, what I would say is probably do one of those cording clearings that we have, energetic cording. That could be it. Boy, I'm trying to think here. I would
maybe
probably
you
do
don't,
that
is the Illuminati sign a triangle? I'm sorry.
I think they hold their fingers a certain way, but maybe you. I'm not that well-versed in that stuff. Very possibly that's what it could be. What you What could be happening behind the scenes here is that the energies of maybe another alien race that was there, maybe overseeing what's going on, didn't like what was going on with that event. That's a possibility, and they turned the power off. So remember, people have shapeshifters in them. I was watching a YouTube one called Fringe, a DVD, and maybe it was a DVD. And Fringe has a, you know, talks about shapeshifters and stuff and how people change and everything else. And you may want to check that one out. I don't know if it's a great thing to watch or not, but it does show different things happening. But remember, they're in control of time. So just because you're watching something in real time and you don't, you know, you start wondering why things are happening, there's a lot that could be happening you don't even know what's going on with. So Fringe does show that information. So very possibly I would say that another alien race that didn't really care for what maybe the Illuminati was doing or whatever got involved there. Remember, they can stop time and maybe turn off the power or something without anybody even knowing it. You know, this is what happens all the time anyway. Well, it's no different than an abduction process. Maybe everybody got abducted, and where they went to, there's no power. That's another way to look at it, too. That could be even worse. So,
yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking that, too, Ron. Sure. I was like, I usually watch the halftime programs because I enjoy the music programs, and this time I missed it. And I was thinking, well, I'm glad I missed it because probably everybody was abducted anyway. Okay, so, you know, just by running that, then, I don't need to be released from this, or I don't know. It feels pretty heavy with me, but and
I would just
also
throw out another different clearings, but the Cordy one is probably it. And you may want to do the new clearing that's up, the Atlantic Federation clearing.
Okay.
That may sort of help that
I've
out, too.
I'm running that one.
Yeah. So it's
that
kind
was
of one
my testimonial
really
was for that. The Galactic Federation clearing was, I was one of the ones that felt like I had something released from my head and my throat. That one, it was very, very great, very good. And also, really quick, while I have you on the line, I ran the clone clearing on my dog, and the growth on her eye that I was worried about changed colors the next day. So does she feel clear to you, Ron, or do I need to run anything more on her?
I'd say, to me, it feels like about 30% completed. So what, she had like a cataract or something? Is that what you're saying, or something like that?
It wasn't a cataract. It was like a little tiny little implant, a little growth that was on her eyelid, like we would see like a huge sty on a human's eye. It was like a growth on her eye, on her eyelid. So I still need to keep working with her then to clear that?
Yeah, that's good. And you may want to do timelines on that same condition.
Okay.
Maybe get a week of timeline crashes for the dog's eye condition.
Timeline crashing on my dog.
Yep. And crash it for your dog. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Ron. Bye-bye.
Just a quick question here for you. When you did that clearing, you're still on, right? Maybe not.
Jennifer,
okay.
Are you still there? Are you still there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
When you started that clearing, how fast did you feel it work on you, and what did you feel or sense in your body as the clearing was taking place? Because some people are brand new to this here, and they may click the thing to start the clearing. How long did it take you to have relief?
Ron, are you talking about the Galactic Federation clearing?
Yes, I am. That clearing, yes. Uh-huh.
Do you know, actually, Ron, when you did the sample the other night on that for the other gal who called in with her issues, that's when I felt the huge release, the original release. I felt it just from that sample that you gave us. That I felt it come off my face. I felt it come off my throat. I had really, really bad swollen glands that day. I could barely talk. And after you did that clearing, it came off my neck and my throat, and my speech was more clear also. that's when I originally felt the clearing, and then when I ran it again. You know, Ron, I'm running so many clearings right now because I ordered up the jump start, and I have the circulatory going, and I have so many other clearings going along with that one. It's really hard to pinpoint which one was doing what to me. But I have to say, through one of the clearings that was happening, I was feeling there was something taking off of my heart. There was like this, like an energy pump that was going on in my heart, and that was through either the circulatory clearings that I was running, because I did run the Galactic Federation along with all the other ones, but I felt this huge thing going on around my heart also. So that was, it's hard to answer that question, Ron, because I guess I'm running, quite a few different ones all together. And then, you know, after that call, when you did the sample, I got on and did, I did the entity call with you last Friday to try to get to be feeling better. And then I got on and started doing the timeline crashes right away also. So I put myself on chemtrail timeline crashes, and I put myself on the flu timeline, coughing, and I put all the different symptoms up on the timeline. And so between all of them, there was like a couple days where I just kind of didn't do anything and was processing everything that I was just doing a whole lot at once, trying to make myself feel better. So I'm sorry if I didn't answer your question the way you wanted me to.
Well, that's good. Just for the listening audience here, have you ever felt after doing a clearing really, really tired or then got energized or anything? I'm just kind of curious, just for people who are listening here. Like, some people get kind of sleepy, and I was wondering if that happened to you at all.
Happens to me all the time.
Okay.
I get tired, but it's like an energetic tired. It's kind of different, you know, because I feel like if I didn't feel that way, then nothing was happening. I don't.
Okay. That's
and
great.
You know, sometimes I need to take like a little nap, but then I feel really good afterwards. So it's not like a lethargic tired where, you know, I don't feel like doing anything tired, but it's just like, oh, okay, you know, maybe I need to lay down and process this for a half an hour, and I allow my body to do that.
The word tired is in place of, or you're like, you're more relaxed.
Yes.
Where you were before, huh?
Relax is a good word, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the spirit's healing you. That's the reason why, getting rid of the densities and reintegrating itself back into peace energy. Another question. I know you live northeast, basically, and I know you're sort of around the Great Lakes. I don't know if you've traveled a lot, but do you think there's more activity in the Great Lakes, or have you heard of weird things happening with the Great Lakes, with aliens coming out of the waters or anything there?
Do you know, Ron, I've been extremely attracted to Lake Superior for like the last 20 years. And I've heard that on the east side of Lake Superior, there was like vortexes. Yes, the Great Lakes, I think I'm not sure about the other lakes. I've never felt, I've lived around Lake Michigan my whole life. And then in my later life, it has been Lake Superior. But Lake Superior has always given that, that what you always say, which isn't good. You know, it always gave that feel-goodness to it where, you know, so it's out of duality, it's out of peace. But there was always a different energy to Lake Superior, and we were attracted to that, and we used to do the Lake Superior Circle Tour and travel around it. You know, this was like 20-some years ago. But there was everybody that I talked to who is associated with Lake Superior always says that there's just something different about Lake Superior. And I have heard from like an old friend of mine who was a seer or a reader, and he did say something about and I think it had something to do with where the Edmund Fitzgerald went down in there. You know, there's, and I do believe back then, when I got aboard with you, I did timeline crashes on that because I felt that that was a time warp or an energy vortex because there were ships going down every 100 years in that same spot. But yes, I do believe Lake Superior is huge. And for the last, I don't know how many years, but they've even made movies about it on the Upper Peninsula in Michigan being heavily courted and heavily related to the aliens. And they've made movies about it and joked about it. And there's a lot of aliens in the UP in Michigan. Now that you ask me, this is all coming up.
Is there a lot of people there? I'm just curious now, since I don't live there. A sign of an alien, typically of a human or a hybrid, not that this lifetime is there, but maybe it's in their genetics. Let's just put it that way. Most aliens have extra long fingers, typically, over the standard length. And a lot of them are tall. And then a lot of them have long necks. So I guess my question to you, is there a lot of people there with long necks and maybe they're taller and with long fingers? I'm curious.
Well, you're describing the person that I married.
okay.
Uh-oh. I know. No wonder why I had hybrid children.
I'm sorry.
A lot of
aliens
actually have blue eyes. Did your husband have blue eyes? For the one that you married?
Actually, he does.
Okay, that's another sign. So if you all have a long neck, okay?
No, but
you got long fingers.
The long fingers and long
eyes.
Possibly
you have alien genetics in you more recently than the average person, okay? So you just put your hand up to somebody else that maybe is a non-alien and just see how the finger length is. But you can kind of detect them and pick them out. It's not that it's bad, okay? Remember, they brought people down here. So I'm not saying that you're bad because you have that, you know, or anything else. But that's a sign of an alien that's walking here. And maybe that race incarnated maybe, you know, let's just say 500 years ago here, you know, or used, you know, the egg and sperm samples in a laboratory and all of a sudden, you know, your ancestors appeared here or something, you know, as a hybrid or something, and now you're carrying on their genetic coding. So anyway, that's just kind of input for all of you. So if you're listening and you got long fingers, and guess what? And a long neck. Okay, anything else you want to add to that?
Funny, Ron. I was just going to say it's funny because, you know, when I met him in the Rocky Mountains, and he actually brought me back to Lake Superior. He brought me back to the Porcupine Mountains. He brought me back. I always felt like maybe it was because of another time or something, or, you know, we lived, you know, other lives together or whatever as Indians. I don't know what my reasoning was, but he brought me back to, and he actually, like, got me courted to Lake Superior. And this was, like, 30 years ago. But he worked for the Forest Service at that time, and we did end up in some pretty small little towns. And I lived around Lake Superior for, like, 15 years then. But the people up there were very, very different. And I don't want to label them, but, I mean, we had some pretty bad names for them. I mean, you know, we used to call them the, you know, we didn't call them hybrids, the inbreds. I mean, you know, it sounds really terrible, but they were very different. They were very different people that lived in these little towns up around there. So I'm trying to get, I do know what you're talking about with the long fingers and long necks, but right now I you know, if I started pointing out people, I'm already freaked out. I just saw somebody with the great big huge red big stamps on the back of their neck, and I just saw somebody in a store with that on, and it just reminded me of when I was doing massage therapy. It was like all of my clients were those, and it brought back all those memories of, you know, all the, oh, well. I'm going to just stop talking now. Did I answer your question?
That's good. There was a person that I met who's a very nice gentleman, but he was saying that he knows that he's an alien. And his eyes, just describing this here, and he had a different rib structure, he said. But his eyes were actually moved over, like almost on the side of his head, sort of. Like, you know, an average person has their eyes where they are. And his were, like, shifted maybe an inch or so toward the outside. So, and he does look a little different, but I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But he did say that he did know that he has been up on ships and that he is from an alien race somewhere. And, you know, he does look different. So, and I don't think he has a long neck, but he does look different. But anyway, I guess we'll switch gears here. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Well, thank you, Janice. It's really interesting, and I'm just trying to process everything that we were talking about because it's a lot. I was just thinking maybe the media cording clearing would help you, or the decording clearing, but you're doing so many clearings. Maybe just try doing a spirit infusion first to sort of let your body catch up with your spirit. But it sounds like you're really working through a lot of stuff, so that's really cool. And about that organization that you mentioned at the beginning of the call, they said that last year about the halftime show too, so I don't know. It's kind of just interesting. We don't know what's going on. But yeah, I think if you feel corded to that, maybe try doing the typing that in to the media, decording clearing, seeing if that helps you out. It's so hard to avoid these things, Ron, you know, because it's like I didn't watch the show, but I heard about what Janice is talking about, and it's like it's weird. It's like somehow if they want you to get this message, it gets through. So it really is important to do all of your healings and clearings. And I thought it was interesting, Ron, earlier in the show when you were talking about, you know, the cordings, like once you do an unlimited or a whole lifetime clearing, and that's something that we try to talk about on the Healing Highway. Can you get recorded to that energy, or will you need to go back in and focus on a specific area of your life in order to get rid of that energy again? So that's something that I was wondering about too. Like if you've done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, do you have to, you obviously you have to go back in because stuff is going to keep happening to you and courting you. It's not like you just go through the car wash once and then you're done, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So if you don't see people or listen to anything or listen to the news or the radio, and you're out in nature, then, you know, you're not going to be courted. See, what happens is once you have your clearing done, that whole lifetime clearing is for your lifetime. It takes away the stuff that got activated in mind energy from other people, okay? And so they activated it for you. All those people that you've been dealing with through your whole life activated your stuff and their stuff in you, you know, goes all different directions. But basically, they gave you the stuff that you're now dealing with. Now, if nobody talked to you throughout your whole life, you would not be activated. Look at a baby. They're not activated yet. So once you do your whole lifetime clearing, you're cleared. But as you listen to the news and somebody talks to you about something, that will activate your past and your DNA and bring up something to you. And will it be as much as what it was during your whole lifetime? Typically not, because through your whole lifetime, you may have, you know, 1,000 times of the same scenario happening to you. So one or two times that somebody activates may not do much at all to you, but you do want to stay current. And, you know, that's why, like I say, sometimes if you see something happening within a day or two of each other, three times, man, watch out, man. It's going to, you know, probably hit you over the head, whatever is going on. So especially like if you see three car accidents happening or something, you better do a clearing to get that energy off of you. So you might say,
yeah.
What do I clear? Well, you find out what you relate to on the accident. You know, are you seeing a person maybe having blood on them? Well, maybe you're dealing with a blood issue. Get that off of you. Maybe you're seeing the cars. No, maybe you don't care about the people. You know, maybe you saw a couple of old cars that were all fixed up, got dinged up. Well, maybe you're dealing with a car issue that's stored inside of you. You know, which could be maybe you're riding, you know, your covered wagon and it fell off the cliff or something. Well, that could manifest now as you being in a car getting a problem. So you need to look at what the people are activating in you, especially if it happens three times in like in a day or two. Then you better do some clearings. You know, sit home and figure out what the hell's going on in your life, because it's on your doorstep. In fact, it may be already inside of your door. So you want to get rid of that stuff. But the main thing is you do want to stay current, because people will activate your past, which is what they've done throughout your whole life. Now, like I said, if you go out and you're in nature, nature is not going to really activate anything for you, because words will bring it forward. The words and what you're seeing with people talking and stuff, pictures will activate your DNA. And you can tell that very easily if you go to a movie or watch a DVD and you're watching something and you feel sad or you feel happy or you're jumping around in your seat as maybe some aliens chasing somebody, then you know you have that issue, okay? Or maybe somebody got shot and you go, oh, man, that's bad, you know, and I can feel this in my body. Well, that means that you got that condition. That happened to you, and now you're experiencing it. So, you know, just watch people when you go to a theater and see how the people jerk and twist during some kind of scene that might be kind of upsetting. If they do jump around a lot, including yourself, you have that issue. That's happening to you. You resonate right with that. And maybe you're projecting yourself into the character that's happening to you, but that's your issue. So that's the whole thing. You just want to be able to watch stuff in neutral, watching things. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's so true, and I think it's really important to pay attention to your reactions and also your attractions, because that's kind of telling you something of what you may need to clear, something that you're hooked up to. I think I just heard a beep, Ron, so I was going to read a question, but I think we have a caller. So who's out there? What's your name?
This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Good. I'm doing really well. Hi, Ron. And I wanted to thank you, Ron, because I'm feeling a million times better since I was totally attacked. Yeah, it's like night and day. it just everything about my body has improved, and you can tell the difference. It's really remarkable. It amazed me how quickly I recovered. It's a very quick recovery, and I had been desperately ill. So, thanks, Ron.
It's all under, like we mentioned before, about cordings, you know, how they were connected to you, feeding you energy, taking energy away, et cetera. You know, it's kind of hard to say exactly what it was, but, under that umbrella, that's what happened. I'm sure that you've been running that clearing. Some people,
yeah,
actually,
galactic.
When you're clearing, you might actually feel like you're laying in bed, sort of, and somebody removed one of the pieces of, the sheet off of you, or like a blanket off of you. Do you feel that at all when you're running the clearing, where you felt like this breeze kind of going through your body and thing is being released, or like less weight around it or something?
What I felt like there was a metal cage on my head, that's what felt like was lifted off from me. That's just what I felt. There was something, there was something on my head, and it felt like I sensed it was made of metal, and I don't know why I think it was made of metal, but maybe that's just what I envisioned, but that was lifted off my head almost right away.
Did your taste change at all?
Obviously. Say again?
Did your taste buds change, or did you feel a metallic taste leave you?
You know, I had that metallic taste in my mouth today, earlier, but I don't now. I don't know what that was about, but it was really strange having that metallic taste in my mouth.
Yeah,
but it's gone
I
now.
I have encountered people that were hooked up in laboratories with a headpiece on with probes going into the brain and into, you know, the whole part of the, you know, the skull, different areas and stuff. I have actually seen that.
How awful.
What was going on, I don't know, but I'll just fill that out. That's why I asked if you had a metallic taste, because some of that metal, if you had it inside of your mouth, you could actually feel that. So, by tasting it.
I did.
Yeah.
I have a question. You know, I was also today running the alien attack page because from people touching me. And so I've been running that, and I was wondering how long I should run that, because I've run it 4 hours today. Should I run it some more?
I would say run it tomorrow the same amount of time or something, or tonight. It feels like most of it's off, but I would still just play it safe and run it some more.
Okay, and it says choose current life or parallel life. What is that choice for?
Oh, okay, the parallel lives are when you're not here. Oh, that's where they abduct you. So typically you should be here, but not always, but we'll just say, to keep it very simple for the newer listeners, you should always be here living life in source energy, which is out of time. But I have to use the word time because people live in time. Everybody has a clock that they're, you know, that's actually, you know, keeping track of them, we'll say, because, you know, you got to be at a certain place, you have to work, you have to eat at a certain time, et cetera. So you are controlled by one master timeline here, we'll say. But when you're not here, that's when you go into the parallel life. So you could have 1,000 parallel lives of being sick. And what probably happened with you is by doing that clearing with the Galactic Federation, it took out the energies of the ones that may have abducted you into different parallel lives, too. It's hard to say how they're working with you, you know, and everybody else listening. So, but the main thing is that it could help get rid of it. But the parallel lives you may want to do, because that clearing will get you off of the other timeline that you still could be sick on. You may have got disconnected, but they can still be using you as an experiment on a bunch of different timelines. And also on the website, we have the all parallel life clearing. The all one is the same thing in a sense, but it allows you to take all the clearings that we have. That's why I use the word all, and put it in there, and to give it a lot more horsepower for parallel lifetimes. And some people have conditions or situations that's needed for, much like, we'll just say that if you're a person with a lot of maybe fear, then if you do the all parallel lifetime clearing, after you do the fear clearing, it'll go much deeper into parallel lives, where you can actually input the word fear and get those out of you, you know, get yourself back here. So does that help you about why you'd want to do parallel lives on your situation?
Oh yeah, that was a great explanation. Thank you, and thanks for the, putting that Galactic Federation clearing up for us all. Because for me personally, it was a lifesaver. So thank you very much, Ron, for your service.
Well, you're very welcome.
Okay, I'll get off. Thank you.
Okay,
bye bye.
Thank you for calling. Oh, I guess we got a few minutes left here. Got to be off at 5 minutes till. So. What we'll do is bring some peace energy in. So everybody bring up the light beam on the monitor screen. We'll run some peace energy. Okay, yeah. DBS said we can go a little bit longer if we like. So let's, maybe we'll run an extra 5 minutes here then. So let's bring in some peace energy for everybody. This show really, for me, it's not very heavy. If a newer listener is listening to it, they may be thinking it's kind of like strange or different, but this is where we live. And once you find out more of where you're living, then you understand why things happen and why people are not responsible for their actions, because they're not always here. And where are they? They're in the beyondo. So let's bring up the light beam, everybody. Scroll down on the BBS page, and we're going to energize the light beam. Now, as you watch the light beam, as you look at it, it will become more three-dimensional. And for most people, you're going to start to see it kind of float on your monitor screen, and you're going to see maybe more colors appear. The eyes always become, whenever I see it, much brighter. And if you move back and forth in front of your monitor screen, this is one of those kind of woo-woo things, but as you move back and forth, you're going to see the light being watching you. It'll actually track you. Oh, that could be on our sci-fi night, but the light being is conscious on your monitor screen. So bringing in a light being to help you to bring peace energy to you. So here we go. Remember, source energy is peace energy. No judgment, no duality, no nothing. It's just strictly peace. That's what everybody wants here is peace. And they kill people to have peace, which is kind of bizarre. I guess if they killed everybody here and you're the one left, then you'd probably be peaceful. So here we go. Bringing in the energy to the light being. And I'll bring in the males this time. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Just enjoy that peace energy now. And I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. Maybe we can have another caller call in or something.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron, for that peace energy. I feel so much more relaxed and in tune with everything, although it is hard for me to co-host after you bring in the peace energy. I get very mellow. So I just went and checked Sheila's questions at yahoo.com, and there's a question from a listener who's wondering, this person bought the spirit barcode for someone named Alvin in his late 80s. However, during the process, they forgot to fill in his name. When they ran the clearing, they put his name in. Is the clearing getting to him, or is it clearing me? I already bought my own spirit barcode, so I don't need another one. And they're just wondering if you could please check to see if Alvin is receiving the clearing, and thank you.
If he is, no problem. The clearing's working for him, yes.
Okay, great. So thank you, Ron. So, yeah, that's working for Alvin.
Well, we could do a clearing here like I do at the expos. This is for the people that really don't understand what I'm doing, but we'll make your we'll work with your whatever you want. I think I like doing hands. So remember, we mentioned about clone replicas in you every 10 minutes. And then they come and go. So what we're going to do now is clear out the timelines that you're abducted onto continuously. And we'll make your left hand become real. So look at the palm of your hand. This is a fun thing to do. I love doing this here. As you people who don't get this, well, I think everybody gets it. But you'd have to be pretty thick not to actually get this one here. So look at your hand, look at the palm of your hand, and put your two hands up in front of you. And you're going to notice that they both kind of look the same to you. Same energy being emitted off your hands, and they look like the hands that you normally would have. I'm going to work with your left hand, and I'm going to make that real. So I'm going to take you off of timelines that you're abducted onto. Remember, you're created on timelines continuously, a clone replica of you, and that comes in here. So here we go. Take out your clones that are controlling your left hand. So probably be 100 of them I'll release. So I'll just start counting here to release each one. Now remember, each time I release one, the aliens have to stop time completely and re-choreograph everything. Because when I get rid of one clone, alien race A now is terminated. That has you on their sights. And then the next alien race comes in because they already bought time to timeshare with you. And now they have to recreate you and your surroundings. You may actually see your room physically changing somewhat. It might get brighter, might get duller. Things might physically move a little bit. Normally, they're pretty good at what they do. But sometimes you may get a beginner programmer, because remember, you're working with programs here. Just think of you having a very sophisticated program to make everything real as you look at it on a movie set. And maybe you might forget some details. Maybe something might vanish in your room as I do this here. So here we go. Left hand, and just kind of watch the palm of your hand if you would. And here we go, releasing the clones that are in you. And we'll do 100 of these to make your hand more real. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. just start to feel your hand changing. Compare it to the other hand, it should be emitting more light. I feel physically lighter even. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Wiggle your hand back and forth now, and you may notice that it's much easier to move. Your fingers may be much more flexible. Now we're going to bring in the real you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and it's now seated in your hand. So now you have ideally a real hand versus a cloned replica hand. The true you comes here for 2 hours a month. So here now we're going to do your right hand because naturally you want to have equal hands, right? You don't want to have one that's made of light and one made out of a dung pile, which is what was there before, the alien creation dung pile. So here we go. Working on your right hand, and you can probably feel the energy between your hands. It should be very, very obvious. So, right hand, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, getting rid of cloned replicas that are in your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And this one needs some more work. Maybe there's more people right-handed, so they may concentrate more on that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 120. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 130. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 140. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 150. There we go. So make your right hand more real. Bringing in your, more of your spirit energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So feel your hands, everybody. They should normally feel softer. They have more moisture in them. Maybe you had arthritis, and now they feel better. So this is why we have the clearings on the website, because once you get the real you here, a lot of those problems can disappear. Can't guarantee that it's going to fix you, but people do feel better and different after this year. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so thank you, Ron. So I'm actually all out of questions. Tonight at CLS Questions, so I think we actually had a chance to get everybody tonight. So I'm not sure. Maybe we should just wrap it up and say goodnight to everybody, and I'll turn it over to you. And don't forget to check out the ConsciousLifeExpo.com website for Ron's schedule starting this Friday. He'll be at the LAX Hilton for that, and he's doing workshops and lectures. And also, we just wrapped up the first day, Saturday, Sunday of our weekend intensive for the month of February. So if you'd like to get more information about that, you can go to creationlightshift.com and check out at the top. There's the 8-hour healing intensive calls, and the next ones are coming up on February 17th and the 24th. They're really wonderful. And so I'll just turn it over to you, Ron, and say goodnight.
Okay, so our next BBS program is on Wednesday, and that would be 7 o'clock Pacific time. And hope to see you there on BBS. So thank you. Thank you, BBS, for having us on. And thank you, Elizabeth, and thank you, callers, for calling in. And we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody.